This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Demonstrators filled several blocks in Concord on Saturday as they marched to the State House to peacefully support Black Lives Matter. The event was organized by local students who spoke to protesters from the steps of the State House.
There's been hundreds of thousands of people, specifically Black people, shot down and killed by the police. You may not recognize every single name, but I want to just list some names. In between each name, we're going to take a 12-second moment of silence.
That's Samuel Elisea of Boscawen. Today, he's a junior at Morehouse College in Atlanta. But more than 3 years ago, he was a football player at Merrimack Valley High School. He says people in his town turned on him after he started taking a knee during the national anthem before football games.
It really got out of hand once someone shot a BB gun through my grandmother's windshield. But it was a series of things. People saying they would fight me if I did it. They would hit me. People telling me to get off the field while I was playing. People calling me names right behind my mother and grandmother and family friends that came to watch.
Today, I spoke to Elisea about how the movement has changed since 2016 and what the protest for Black Lives means to him today. Samuel Elisea, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So you were threatened by classmates and adults when you protested during the national anthem on the football field. You ended up leaving the state for college, and now you're back. So tell us, what are you seeing? Has the level or the nature of racism in New Hampshire changed at all in the past few years?
So I'll say from what I saw at the protests on Saturday, it looks like we've made progress, because I couldn't have imagined this many people back when I was 16, 17, 18, attending a protest such as this one. And I do know people personally, people that I went to high school with, that have reached out to me and apologized and let me know that they've, you know, changed their way of thinking. At the same time, just the other day, my car got keyed right before I went to the protest. My grandmother let me know. She said, "Your car's keyed, by the way. Someone came here and scratched it all up." So it's bittersweet. It seems like there's been a lot of progress made, but there's still going to be some people that oppose.
Your car was keyed recently?
Yes.
When was that?
I'm not entirely sure. I want to say, so I saw it Saturday. We all saw it Saturday morning right before I left for the protests.
I see. And when you see something like that, damage to your car, did you feel the need to call the police? And if so, did you feel comfortable calling the police?
I would never. I'm sorry. I would never call the police. I wouldn't. I've never done it before, unless it was a butt dial, and I don't plan on doing that. I think that I'd be better off figuring out, you know, what happened on my own.
Why is that?
I mean, if you were to call the police, there's obviously a difference between our skin colors. You know, you're mm-hmm. white, I'm not. I think if I were to call the police, I mean, you've seen videos that Black people will run a stop sign and then get a whole, you know, six different cruisers following them and meeting them at their house. There's no way that I'd be safe with the police around.
This is the second weekend of protests. What do you think is keeping the momentum going? What's different about this?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. A big part of it is the news. I do think social media plays a big part. I think media in general, but more particularly the video of George Floyd, which I don't plan on watching in full, but I have seen, you know, still images in short little clips of that event. And I think it's a combination between quarantine, everything going on with COVID. The government is very clearly showing their true colors to everybody, not just historically disenfranchised. And on top of that, the video.
In 2017, you were worried that taking the knee as a gesture was being co-opted by white people, almost as if the protest had been whitewashed. So with more and more white people coming out to Black Lives Matter events, to what extent are you concerned about a whitewashing of this kind of event?
I'm not as concerned as I used to be. It wasn't my main concern back then, and it's not now. I have to say I'm proud to have so many people joining. My concern back then was I was worried that white people were getting it a little bit mixed up, sort of how with the rioting, you would see out-of-staters come and start, you know, letting off a little bit of white rage. And it had nothing to do with George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor. So I think that you can kind of see it now in the rioting. With the protesting, it seems like, from what I've seen, especially in New Hampshire, everybody has been aware of what's going on and they've made themselves a clear ally. Whereas in 2017, and even with the rioting, it felt like people were sort of joining in for their own issues. Whereas today it's Black Lives Matter all around.
Well, Samuel Alisayev, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Samuel Alisayev of Boscawen is currently a junior at Morehouse College. You can hear our 2017 interview with him and follow all of our coverage of the current Black Lives Matter movement at nhpr.org.